I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Brazil just held elections. The newly elected Congress represents a major shift to the right. And then there's the presidential race, which in 11 days is headed to a runoff. The candidate who's leading in the polls after the first round would be Brazil's most right-wing leader since the country emerged from military rule in 1985. Here's more from Catherine Osborne in Rio.
Brazil's presidential rivals have one thing in common. So far, their campaigns have been defined less by what they are for than what they are against. It's a moment of extreme discontent with the political establishment. We've got to clean it out, says a protester at a recent rally in Rio. In Brazil, dozens of sitting lawmakers have been implicated in a corruption scandal. Unemployment is at 12%, and violence is on the rise. Many Brazilians believe it's the fault of the leftist Workers' Party, or PT. The party held the presidency for 13 years until President Dilma Rousseff was impeached and removed in 2016.
It's not a political party. I think it's a criminal organization.
That's lawyer Henriette Krutman. Because the Workers' Party candidate Fernando Haddad is in the runoff at the end of the month, she'll be voting for Congressman and ex-army captain Jair Bolsonaro.
It's not as worse as PT coming back to the power.
Bolsonaro is on the far right, and his star rose as the Workers' Party became mired in scandals. He maintains he's a rare ethical figure in Brazilian politics. That's despite his repeated praise for the men who ran torture centers during Brazil's dictatorship. Bolsonaro's defense of the dictatorship has sent tens of thousands of Brazilians into the streets, chanting, "Not him." Here's demonstrator and translator Patricia Castro.
It's just unbelievable that we have in 2018 to go back to what we were trying to do in the 60s.
Before the first round of voting, neither Bolsonaro nor Haddad gave much detail about what policies they would enact as president. And they've never held a public debate, in part because Bolsonaro was stabbed on the campaign trail and hospitalized.
Ele dialoga com seu medo.
Political scientist Ana Carolina Evangelista says Bolsonaro has done a better job of tapping into voters' fears, especially fear of violence. Bolsonaro promises that he would implement hardline security measures to stop Brazil's homicide epidemic.
É a agenda moral da família.
Bolsonaro also positions himself as a defender of socially conservative values, Evangelista says, and that's won over many of Brazil's poor, who used to vote for the left. Bolsonaro did even better in the first round than the polls suggested he would, and he's leading in polls for the runoff. It surprised many Brazilians who had considered him too radical for mainstream appeal. Now some are scrambling to debate the potential consequences of his proposals wherever people will listen. In Rio's low-income neighborhood of Maré, a group of residents has resolved to talk politics at their monthly giveaway of free books, shoes, and children's clothes. One is journalist Gisele Martins. She's 33, and she thinks Bolsonaro's proposal to loosen gun control will make her and her neighbors' lives more violent, not less. She strikes up a conversation about Bolsonaro with a woman looking through the donations.
Não ao, ao Bolsonaro, e sim às cotas, e sim ao Bolsa Família.
The woman is a retired janitor. Her name is Antonia Serra, and she's 62. Serra says she wants things to change. She voted for Bolsonaro in the first round. But this time, she says she's not going to vote for either candidate. She's decided voting Bolsonaro might not bring the changes she wants.
Me chamo Cláudio, a gente tá aqui.
Truck driver Cláudio Ferreira, who also stopped by, says he's leaning toward Bolsonaro, but he's still undecided. 50-50, he says. Could go either way. Voters like these may propel Jair Bolsonaro to victory. Martins says Brazil's left lost these supporters when it retreated from grassroots work in poor neighborhoods. But she says it's these neighborhoods that would pay the highest price if Bolsonaro wins. For The World, Catherine Osborne, Rio de Janeiro.